Hi, this is Andrew Weiler from strategiesinlanguagelearning.com. Practice makes perfect. Does practice make perfect, or does practice make improvement? I think both can be true, but really, we will get much further and not get disillusioned if we aim for progress rather than perfection. That way we can keep progressing until we get to perfection. Did you know that when a shuttle rocket blasts off into outer space, it uses millions of gallons of fuel, and nearly all of it is expended on takeoff? One of the more common reasons why so many language learners never get out of the atmosphere, so they sail effortlessly through space, is that they don't use the language they are learning enough. A critical criterion for effective language learning is practice. I don't think there would be much disagreement about this. However, my experience having taught hundreds and hundreds of language learners is that most of them do not take this on board. Then they wonder why their language is not progressing as fast as they hoped. Clearly, there's much more to language learning than practice, but this is a vital part. Equally, there's a lot more to the kind of practice we do. I've talked in another post about one aspect of language practice, possibly best suited to the lower levels. In this one, I want to further develop the issue of what kind of practice is effective. The common adage of practice makes perfect, I believe, hides the reality that not all practice will get you where you want to go. You can go away and practice saying sentences, practice doing grammar exercises, practice your memory skills on vocabulary, etc. However, the truth of the matter is these kinds of practice will, in most cases, never get you where most language learners want to go, to fluent use of the target language. Language learning has similarities to other kinds of skill-based learning. However, there are also differences. One of the key ones being that you can practice hammering a nail in, and that will lead you to improvement. But there are some kinds of practicing language learning, as mentioned before, that will not lead to increased proficiency for most people. What I wish to point out here is the importance of establishing whether all your hours of practice is bringing you the desired results. By far the best kind of practice is to use the language. Nothing can really replace that. In actual usage, we integrate the skill into who we are, into our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs, etc. With many of conventional kinds of practice, drilling or repetition, only very superficial intellectual skills, if that, are called on. Not surprising then, it is difficult to integrate that practice into spontaneous language use. In a classroom setting, the best kinds of instruction use real live language based on what is happening in the class. In our personal life, seeking out chances to use language is essential. Of course, reading and listening resources are much easier to find in most places. Speaking the language is the most important skill to use in terms of language development, and this is where most language learners have difficulties in finding sufficient opportunities to practice. One reason for that is that for some people, there is a reluctance to use language that does not appear fluent. They do not want to appear foolish. This is a significant reason that stops many. If this is stopping or slowing you down, I would suggest that you do whatever it takes to get on top of this. One way is to consider what you would do if a loved one was in danger. A lot, I'm sure. Same with this. If learning the language is important enough for you, you will do whatever it takes. So see if you can build up the importance of the language you are learning for your life. Learning a language in a second language environment, learning Spanish in Spain, should be much easier than in a foreign language setting, learning Spanish in Japan. However, there are people who struggle as much as in second language settings as those who do in foreign language settings. That relates in part to the difficulty some people experience in establishing relationships with the locals. Nowadays, with the advent of high-speed internet, it is becoming increasingly easy to interact with people worldwide by Skype or through dedicated sites devoted to facilitating conversations for people who are learning languages. These can be great, especially for people in foreign language settings. However, I have met quite a few people who use them also in second language settings. Do what it takes. Keep in mind, though, that most people need untold hours of usage to get their skills up. So, no matter what you do, devoting 1 hour a week is not going to do the trick. That is why loving what you do and who you talk to is so important, because that way you'll want to do more and more of it. So really developing relationships where both people enjoy the communication are the best types to try for. So be attentive to who you talk to and consciously look for hooks that you can use to benefit both of you. Learn to develop your conversational skills. I've written about an easy way to do this on the site, so that way you can practice in the best possible way. Then, that saying of practice makes perfect may well yet come to pass. You might not have needed great conversational skills before, but to learn a second language as an adult, that will certainly help a lot. Malcolm Gladwell says, practice isn't a thing you do when you're good, it's a thing that you do that makes you good. Whatever you do,
there is a reluctance to use language.
This has been Andrew Wyler, Strategies and Language Learning.
Does not appear fluent.